So according to the old wives' tale, if you want a good look for the new year, your first foot should be tall, dark and handsome. I'm joined by the Nottingham Lions coach, Matt Bradbury. Matt, happy new year.
Happy new year, Craig. I'm not so tall anymore.
Obviously great to see the Lions as always, and tonight from your side, unfortunate that you come against the Billingham team who were rested and recovered and seem to have their shooting sticks for once.
Yeah, I mean, when we broke the game down, the first period I thought, shots on goal both teams, 13 shots on goal each. I thought we had some great chances in the first period. I thought Tom Brown had a great first period, probably created more chances, but the two chances that they got of the 13, you know, Sykes, he finished, we stood off him and he was able to explore that space. And it was the second goal was obviously the PP on the back door, you know, Sykes, he hit the seam, and Elders one time on the back post, you know, that was their experience that told those two players in particular leading the team. But I was quite proud of the way our lads for the whole night battled at it. We spoke about it at the end of the second period was a disaster, and we talked about it being a disaster. But as you can see in this league, anything can happen, do you know what I mean? We see a lot of results around the league, and you know, I think we've seen Whitley Bay get blanked tonight in their own barn, so anything could happen in this league. So for me, you know, 5-0 for us isn't acceptable as a second period. But we sat down and we said, you know, what are we going to take from this third period? You know, and we set some small targets, and the small target was to win the period, take some positives for the rest of the game, and show what we can do. But like he just shows, you can't switch off against anybody in this league. And I said to our boys, anybody will do that to us if you switch off, and that's what we did. But overall, it's all part of the learning, you know.
And you did. You won that third period 1-0. And talking of winning, we haven't spoke to you since. Obviously, the Lions' success, actually winning that league game and getting that result, just showing the progress and the momentum that's there in the Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us, I mean, I think every couple of days when I spoke to Gloss, we said, "Did you realise we beat Solihull?" And we just kept rewinding ourselves, because obviously it's easy to forget about what we did, but ultimately for us, it's now moving on into 2022. We've got some great kids coming through the programme, as Billingham have, and I fully respect of what Fozzie and Rob are doing, and the rest of the organisation. You know, it's great to see. I thought the tempo of the game for the first period, you know, the fans must have seen some of the fastest hockey that they've seen for many years down the Forum, and hopefully they enjoyed that. You know, some quite funny chants going off from up in the crowd that made us laugh tonight. But even it's quite funny how they even started criticising the officials, and I sort of like joined in at one stage. It was quite a good fun. But we've got to get better. We're going to get better. But there's things we're doing now that we weren't doing 9-12 months ago, that some of these players were making a lot more silly mistakes in areas. But I'm still proud of what we stand for. We're still going to work together, and we're only going to get better, really, Craig. Yeah.
In terms of the Lions for 2022, the rest of this season, kind of the story remains the same. You'll keep doing, you keep developing, you keep bringing players on, yeah. And you keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's like I say. So I think we had on training on Thursday night. I mean, I said to Gloss, we had 25 players on training on the other night. So we're still bringing those players through. They're getting a chance now to train with us. We're bringing them through early, so we're bringing them well ahead of time, and that's key. That's part of this kind of this journey we're on, and some of the lads, you know, they've come back from GB camps and they didn't quite make it, but they realise what they've got to do. They've got to work harder, and they've got to improve the game, and they're only going to get this by the, you know, I think there's a couple of guys that obviously in Billingham that didn't make the cut for the 18s, but there's no doubt that their games will be improving when they're playing in the NIHL North against the players that they're playing against. They can only get better as long as they stay with the right attitude, the right commitment, and the work rate, and listen to the coaches, and also work with the coaches to actually ways to improve the game. And I think, you know, both teams, both clubs, Billingham and Nottingham, can be proud of what they're achieving. You know, there's no cracks appearing at the seams in here for Nottingham or Billingham. Can't say that for everybody else around the league. But we're all about moving forward in 2022.
Game of the new year here at the
Forum Sunday night, and with Stars head coach Stephen Foster. First of all, a belated Happy New Year, and based on the performance tonight, a very Happy New Year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the break's done the boys really good. You know, after that Whitley game that we kind of let ourselves down as the last game of the year, wasn't great for us, but the time off, the lads have all just had, you know, we haven't trained over that time. Just got back this week, and the boys have played well tonight, and we've got our shooting sticks back, and we need that to continue.
Yeah, visibly kind of refreshed and reinvigorated, like you say, 3 weeks complete rest, a couple of sessions this past week, and kind of started firing pretty much from minute one.
Yeah, I think we create a lot of good opportunities. But saying that, in the first period, we give Nottingham, you know, Nottingham aren't the team of past where they've got all just young players. They've got some experience out there now as well. They had some good opportunities from good positions, and that's the bit that we must get better on. We relied on Tom a little bit too much in the game, particularly that first period, and you know, that's possibly because of the new year, and we've been off a little bit, and you know, we've just got to keep building from now on, and we got better as the game went on. Really dominated that second period as well, and then we fell back a little bit in the third period, but overall great win and great effort by the boys.
We're talking a lot this year about the young players and the new players, but tonight, to get us going, it was two of the more experienced. Your captain Michael Elder, a couple of power play goals, and obviously Chris Sykes with a hat-trick. They kind of led the way and got the team rolling.
Yeah, I think that was the first five goals that was their line that got the goals, and that's, to be honest, when you look at that line, that's what that line, we expect that line to be producing that. They haven't done it recently, and they've started finding from the beginning, passing the puck a lot better, finding the openings. Sykesy obviously got a couple of breakaway goals there as well, being in right position, but there's a lot of on a lot of the opportunities that they're getting. For example, on one of the goals, it was a great player by James Hellens back in our end. He followed his man, he took the body, and then he played the puck out. That's what created the opportunity, and that's what, you know, some of the times those things go unmissed, they go missed if you're not careful. So great team effort, you know, the defence did a great job tonight getting it up to the forwards as well, and being good in front of the keepers. Tom had a great game again, you know, making some good solid saves, and then when Jacob came in as well, he was solid for us at the back, which was nice to see as well.
And talking about that middle period, finally being able to get a home debut for Finn Braden, and he was first period, he was threatening a couple of times in that middle period, he took his chance and deservedly registered his first senior goal.
Yeah, I mean, Finn's been training with us for most of the year, and you know, we've seen him with talent. We were waiting for him to come through, because obviously he's just gone 16 just before Christmas, and he's great talent, got a lot of potential coming through, and that line, I think when it comes together, is going to click. But yeah, he had a couple of opportunities. I think he didn't put them where he normally would in training. Maybe it's just a little bit nerves or whatever early on. But then he actually found his, you know, he picked his spot well. Yeah, great for us with Finn coming forward. And, you know, we look forward to more goals like that from him.
The month of January, it's in the fixture list, it's kind of been kind. There's only three games and they're all at home. So a break 2 weeks before the next home game. Are you going to kind of continue the mix of rest and recovery and mixing training as well?
Yeah, I think we're in a position where now we can build up for the next game. Any little niggles that the boys have got right now. But also, it's going to get the Christmas legs off that even bit more. You know, we've got to train hard. We've got to really push it, and we want to... You know, we want to get better as we move along. We've got to have a good strong. We've got to have good finish to the year. You know, when we had that tough run, you know, 6-7 games there where we're playing top teams, and that was always going to be tough. We're through that now, and we've got to build ready for a lot of winnable games that we've got coming up. That we need to be challenged those, and You know, you look at the likes of your witnesses and teams like that, where we maybe lost an odd goal. We want to turn those round into victories this year and finish off strong, and let's see how high we can get up the table.
Next game, you mentioned winnable games. Next game, Solway Sharks coming in. They've just sent a big message at Hillheads tonight, winning 9-0 at Whitby Bay, their supposed main challenger. We know what Sharks are going to be like when they come in, regardless of what they're doing. It's actually a game you have to be ready for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Solway, at the beginning of the year, were a strong team. And then they've added two, three, four players, I think, since then, all of a high calibre. So they've got great experience coming through, and, you know, they're always good to come and watch. I mean, the last time we played, we played some good games against them this year. That's what we want from the boys, 100% effort, really work on our defensive zone, moving forward, limit the opportunities for good teams, because, you know, maybe if we played a team like that tonight, on the chances that they had, we probably would have put some of those in that first period, and that's what we've got to limit. We've got to get teams shooting from bad areas, and that's what obviously we want to do when Solway come into play.